DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bag day university. She wanna make her mad. Let's send a message. Say that for me. Bend it over, break it back for me.
This is the radio edit.
This is the radio edit for JPEP.
New Steelers strong safety. Jabril Peppers is a rapper. This is his single, JPEP. I feel like you play it on the bus ride to the stadium. Get
it
people fired
bad,
up.
Though.
It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. Way better than what Le'Veon Bell was putting out.
What about Antonio Brown?
I thought AB had some bars. I think it was swell rap.
Swell.
Mm-hmm. From swell Antonio rhythm. Brown. Great rhythm. Great rhythm. I think JPEP clears, though. I think JPEP.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know that he has the collection that those others got, the other guys have. Easy for me to say. But the single there, really damn good. What's funny?
Nothing.
Just me being me?
Yeah.
Texter, ChatGPT says you make over $800,000 a year from the Fan Crowley. You can do it. You can become a rock star. Yeah, I wish ChatGPT was cutting the damn checks.
Shoot.
$800,000 a year. I mean, I wish.
Yep. No chance.
I'd work a little bit harder if I was getting that. I don't think I'd ever leave the station.
You would work less.
I know. Terry Bradshaw, now a fan of one Aaron Rodgers. He jumped on 103.7 The Buzz. Doran, that's 103.7 The Buzz, and said, I thought he played great.
Is that in Arkansas?
I think it's the same Arkansas station that he ripped Bradshaw on, talking about chewing clay and stuff, or bark. 100 point. Oh, son of a
round, a lot, mother bleeper.
It's not Arkansas.
He said that he ripped Bradshaw on from chewing bark. He didn't rip on himself. He ripped on Aaron Rodgers for chewing bark. Yep. We're at four, Becky. That's four.
Yeah, I count four.
Yep. Oh, we got two. No. Well, yeah.
A show and a half.
Yep.
I'm coming unglued.
Yeah.
So Bradshaw said about Rodgers, I thought he played great. I thought he moved well. Four touchdown passes. I just hope he keeps playing like that. As good as Aaron was as bad as the defense was. I was shocked by that. Jalen Ramsey comes over a corner. I thought they would play much better. But it looks like it was a good move for Pittsburgh. We'll see as the season progresses. I don't think Aaron played poorly at all. I've never thought that. You give him time and some weapons, and they could be something special. That didn't take long. That took 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He's played one game. And Bradshaw, who could not have been more critical of Aaron Rodgers, has now come over to the dark side, and he's praising Aaron Rodgers. And let me tell you something. You get all this talk about how he's going to be this negative guy, and he's not going to work well with the offensive coordinator, and he didn't actually play all that well last year. Look, I watched the way that Aaron Rodgers, we both did, played down the stretch last season. I'm starting to think that not enough people watched the Jets or watched Rodgers because they became irrelevant. They finished 5-12, and I think a lot of people's narratives off the way Rodgers played was based off of, like, Pro Football Focus.
Agree.
Their grading system is incredibly flawed. We heard the guy go on with the PM team yesterday, and Pony was grilling him, and I thought he did a great job of grilling him, and the dude basically was like, oh, yeah, Spencer Rattler was better. In what world? I mean, damn, Russell Wilson led the team to 6 points, and his grade was pretty much the same as Aaron Rodgers. I think there's this woman out there who's an AP voter. Have you seen this? She's getting ripped because she's saying that her AP poll was all screwed up And she said, it really doesn't mean anything anyway because there's so many AP voters. Well, first of all, I hate that mindset. I think if you do anything in life, you do it to the best of your ability and you take it seriously.
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too seriously, but whatever you're doing, take it seriously. And the reason I bring her up is the AP poll is going to affect who's on national TV. It's going to shape narratives. I think PFF now more than ever does the same thing. You watch Sunday Night Football now because it's Chris Collinsworth. They'll have the PFF rankings on the screen when the players are being introduced. Aaron Rodgers didn't grade out well last year. The counting statistics were pretty good. He didn't grade out well yesterday on Sunday, excuse me. I thought he looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You thought he looked pretty damn good. Any ball knowers out there like Terry Bradshaw thought he looked pretty damn good. I think he was better last season than anybody gave him credit for.
For sure.
And we think about PFF, too. PFF has carries so much weight now that Myles Garrett won a Defensive Player of the Year award off that, John.
I mean, the comparison of C.J. Stroud and Aaron Rodgers are almost identical, but C.J. Stroud, to some people, had a good year last year, the comparison. So explain that to me.
It makes no sense to me.
Right.
I heard this guy on with the PM dudes yesterday, and hey, he's just doing his job, and good for him for facing the music a little bit with Pony and Mueller. He's talking about he didn't make any big-time throws. He wasn't attacking down the field. He did what he needed to do for his team to score 34 points. If it means getting the ball out of your hand quick and throwing short of the sticks and letting your playmakers make plays and you don't get extra points for it, I think that's dumb. He was getting hit a ton. Get the ball out quick. Trust your playmakers. He also responded to every Jets score with scores. He led them down the field for the game-winning field goal. If you don't think he played a good game, I don't think you should be in the field. I'm seriously. And I think that shaped a lot of people's narratives on Aaron Rodgers last year. Ooh, the counting stats are good, but the tape wasn't. Well, I think the tape kind of was, but the grades were bad. I think that's crap. Not to be critical.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.